Activists on both sides packed into the hearing room. The first person they heard testify was Republican Representative André Jacques of DePere. He authored the bill. Jacques believes public workers should have to pay out of pocket for abortion coverage.
That is the intent of this bill, is that elective abortions, which I don't consider to be health care, you're talking about the death of one human life and the injury to another.
Jacques says his bill makes exceptions for rape, incest, or life of the mother. Jelaine Appling says dropping abortion coverage from public worker plans would save taxpayer money. She heads the pro-life group Wisconsin Family Action.
Quite frankly, we need to protect taxpayers in line with the other ways that we do in this state from having to pay for abortion-related activities through our group insurance board plans that are written for state entities, whether it's at the school board level or the county level or state level.
A couple Democrats on the committee blasted the plan, including Representative Sandy Pash of Shorewood. She says the legislation would strip women of a right and hinder the well-being of others.
You're limiting women's access to a safe, legal, authorized treatment abortion, and now you also want to limit women's access to contraception, which is a basic part of women's health care.
The bill's supporters are plopping themselves into the physician's office, according to Nicole Safar. She works for Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin.
I think that the reason a woman uses birth control is not really up for debate in the legislature. A woman and her doctor should decide on why she's going to use birth control. It's not for bills to be written about. These are personal medical decisions.
Safar says women may put off health care decisions if they have to pay. The Assembly Committee on Health did not vote on the bill Wednesday. Supporters just introduced it last week. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.